This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg had an op-ed in the Washington Post today. He announced a new group of Silicon Valley CEOs that's come together to back immigration reform. Unfortunately for him and them, the rollout was not without a mishap or two, a press release that included people who haven't actually signed on to the plan, like, say, you know, Bill Gates, an email that gave the wrong name for the group as well. Kind of basic stuff that I imagine you'll learn in policy lobbying 101, not necessarily a high-tech CEO's basic skill set, huh? Sally Herships has the cautionary tale.
It's supposed to go ready, aim, fire. But in Silicon Valley, there can be a rush to get out new technology.
So what they're really doing is just the firing and the aiming, and they're forgetting about the ready part.
Luke Williams teaches innovation at NYU's Stern School of Business. He says the slogan in the Valley is now ready, fire, aim.
Because, you know, it doesn't replace thinking, vision, and strategy. There's still an absolute need to do that, particularly if you're talking about doing something completely new.
Like a bunch of tech company CEOs starting a nonprofit. Andrea Matwishan teaches legal studies and business ethics at Wharton. She says Silicon Valley speed is also possible because legal protection is built into their products. Think about the web services you use. When you click yes on those agreements, it means you are responsible for any problems. So the tech companies can skip some of the protections that, say, a toy maker would have in place.
Such as the legal department saying we need to run three types of checks on this product because we're concerned about product liability concerns.
Because some tech companies have gotten so good at shielding themselves from liability, they've become sloppy with everyday operations.
Oh, boy. Okay, how do we safeguard leadership from their own mistakes? Is that it?
Louise Kehoe is director of reputation risk at Ogilvy Public Relations. She likes to tell her clients stories about other executives who've made mistakes.
Without identifying them, of course.
One corporate executive tweeted about having a great day on the last day of the quarter, which got him a slap on the wrist from the Securities and Exchange Commission. So, Silicon Valley CEOs, it could have been worse. Moral of the story, think before you tweet and aim before you fire. I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.